words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And he said to them, Why is it that you have sought me? Did you not know that I must be in what is my Father's? School is beginning now. Some people are really looking forward to it, others not so much. Teachers are very glad to see their students again. Students are glad to see their friends again more often. Above all, though, we can be glad because we are following the path the Lord himself walked as he showed us the way to go. At 12 years old, Jesus himself stayed behind in Jerusalem so that he could sit in the midst of the teachers, hearing them and asking them questions. The only difference between Jesus and us is that he grew up more quickly, more fully, and more perfectly than we do, because he is the Lord. The divine order, the law of the universe, requires that we should get ourselves ready to receive the Lord. As we prepare ourselves, God comes into us as into his own home and dwells with us. The way we prepare ourselves is by learning about God and the spiritual things of his church. In this way, we can grow into intelligence and wisdom when we apply to life the things we learn. So far as we come to God in his word and in our life by our free choice, the Lord God comes to us. He joins us together with him in love and friendship. How does learning things prepare us to welcome God? Suppose there's a little child growing up and no one ever teaches him about God or heaven. Suppose also that no one ever teaches him about sharing and taking turns. As a little child, he would be a brat, and as an older child, a bully, or perhaps a coward, and it would hardly be his fault. But if his parents teach him and show him how to act with others, he can learn to share. He can learn to do it because the Lord says so, and this is the way to heaven. Or take a young man growing up in a country and religion where people do not know that it's not good to have more than one wife. If we read in the Word the story of Rachel and Leah, or the story of Hannah and Peninnah, we might perceive that having more than one wife is not a happy situation. And in the New Testament, Jesus teaches us plainly, they too shall become one flesh. But if the young man does not know these things, he might marry more than one, not knowing any better. Similarly, in our country, some people live together without being married because no one has shown them and taught them what the Lord teaches about this and why. By these and other examples, we can see how important it is to learn clearly what is true, to protect us from merely natural inclinations and from mistaken peer pressure. The more we learn clearly what is true and live by the truth, the better we prepare ourselves to welcome the Lord. We need to learn about lower things, too, in order to be useful. For example, we have to learn how to interact and communicate with our married partner. We need to learn many things about how to care for a baby or a little child. We can learn to play the piano or the violin or the guitar. We can learn to operate machinery safely and efficiently. We can learn how the human body works so that we can be healthy. There are many good habits that we need to learn by repeated practice, from how to work justly and faithfully to how to keep our room clean. Considering how much there is to learn and how essential it is for us to learn things, we can see why it was very important for the Lord to go to the temple where the smartest teachers were. He was going to school. But we also notice some sadness in the story. Mary and Joseph were sad and worried when they did not find Jesus with them on their way home to Nazareth. They were surprised to find him in the temple. Sometimes we might feel sad at this time of year too. Mothers are sometimes sad when young children begin to leave home to go to school. Families are sad when big brothers and sisters go away to high school or college. There are other changes in life too, when people go away for a while or grow out of one stage into another. New babies, so innocent, grow up into toddlers. Toddlers grow up into children. Children grow up into teens and then young adults. Girls leave home to get married. People leave this world to go to heaven. All these changes can involve sadness for the people left behind. Even the Lord had some sadness about the changes he went through. In the highest sense, Mary and Joseph's grieving represents a state in the Lord himself. It is the grief of leaving a childish state and advancing to a more mature state. We read in the Arcana Celestia, and he said, "What is this that thou hast done unto me?" That this signifies that it grieved the Lord is evident from the very indignation in which this is said. The grief itself is thus expressed. The affection in these words is the indignation, as it were, of the memory knowledge and the Lord's grief, and in fact, grief from this, that the memory knowledges which he had learned with pleasure and delight should be thus destroyed. The case with this is like that of little children who, when they love something their parents see to be hurtful to them and it is taken away from them, are thereby grieved. The Lord was sad because it was time to leave behind some things he had learned with delight, some fun ideas. He had to let those ideas be destroyed so that he could enter more fully into the truth and so into a more useful life. For example, a baby learning to talk is very cute, and it might be a little sad when he or she grows out of that stage, but an older child speaking baby talk is not cute. A woman might really enjoy taking courses in college and having lots of peers to talk things over with, but when she is married with children, she has no time to keep her mind fresh with new ideas and she misses the stimulation. Raising children is much more useful than going to college, but she looks for ways to keep on learning as well. The doctrine says that there are certain ideas that are useful at a time of life for learning how to think, but the time comes when we need to focus on uses themselves. We might give away our old college textbooks to Goodwill to make room for things we actually use from day to day. But what did the Lord say to Mary when she said that she was sad? "Did you not know that I must be in what is my Father's?" What does he mean by "what is my Father's"? The main thing about our Heavenly Father is that he loves us and is eager to help us in every way he can. Jesus was saying, "Didn't you know that I need to learn how to help people and get on with actually helping them?" This gives us a way to look at it when it's time for us to go away to school, or it's time for someone we love to move on to the next stage of life. We and they are learning to be more useful. We are all coming to be more and more in what is our Father's, namely, loving and helping other people. So far as we are preparing ourselves to receive the Lord by learning and by living a useful life, the Lord is always leading us into a happier state, no matter what may be the appearance of the means. The Arcana says, "From the succession of these states of life, the man who is wise may also see the wonderful things of the divine providence, which are that a prior state is constantly the basis for the states that follow." From this perspective, we won't feel quite as sad when we see children progressing to a new stage of life, or older friends advancing into old age, or being called to the spiritual world. We can think of the boy Jesus at 12 years old, preparing himself to be more fully in what is his Father's. We can think of the people we love following the Lord, increasing in wisdom and in age and in grace with God and men. Amen. now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.